This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Despite Moshe Rabbeinu's great love for the land of Israel, for Eretz Yisrael, he was not allowed entry. Yan lo he'emantem bi lahakdisheni le'enei ha'am, because you did not have faith in me to sanctify my name in the eyes of the people. Therefore, Hashem swore Moshe would not lead them into the land of Israel. What was the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's generally understood the sin was he hit the rock. He was supposed to speak to the rock. However, the Rush comments that it was something specific about the way Moshe Rabbeinu referred to the rock, and that was the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the people, "Hamin hasela hazeh, noitzi lochem moye. You think from this rock we will extract water?" Says the Rush, Moshe was saying, "We will extract water. Me and God, the two of us, will do it together." As if Moshe Rabbeinu was actually playing a part in extracting the water, while in fact it was only Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu was merely following directions. So because Moshe Rabbeinu took some credit for the miraculous feat of extracting water from the rock, he was punished that he was not allowed entry into the land of Israel. My friend Rabbi Avram Harris showed me that the Rush refers to comments he makes elsewhere in Parshas Bahaloscha on the pasuk V'ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'oid Mikol Ha'adam Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama. The Rush here in this week's parsha is saying that because Moshe Rabbeinu said Hamin Hasela Hazeh Noitzi, from this rock we will extract water, Moshe should have said Hamin Hasela Hazeh Yoitzi, he will extract water, God. Moshe should have said Yoitzi with a Yud, not Noitzi with a Nun. Nun in front of a word means we will. Yud in front of a word means he will. Therefore, by the pasuk V'ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'oid, the word Anav is spelled Ayin Nun small Yud Vav, indicating that Moshe Rabbeinu's humility was not complete. If he would have been perfectly humble, he would have made sure not to take any credit for himself and say Hamin Hasela Hazeh Yoitzi Lochem Mayim. We see how difficult it is, even for the humblest of men, to attribute credit to others. Man has within themselves the desire to take credit. And from here we learn how important it is always to attribute credit to others, and especially to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the majority of Sefer Nehemiah was written by Nehemiah, and yet we don't call it Nehemiah, we call it Ezra. And the reason is because Nehemiah was machzik tovel atzmai. He took credit for himself. He says, "God, remember my good deeds." One should never take credit for themselves. One should never fall into the trap and think it's one's own good deeds or masim tovim or mitzvahs or merits that's why they're being successful. One should always attribute success to the merit of one's forefathers. One should always attribute success to the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more humble one is in the sense that one does not attribute any success that they have or any success that they demonstrate in any area of life, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to give that person hatzlacha. The more we attribute our success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more our success will continue. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.